Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So no signs of letting up on these college campuses, especially at Columbia, where they appear to have taken over a building there on campus. Meanwhile, you've got a prominent economist who is predicting no rate cuts from the Fed until maybe 2025. You heard that right. Maybe not until 2025. Folks, I'm telling you, I think people were waiting for something like that. And if it's not going to get here in time for the election, I'm sure that the people in the basement of the White House are probably not too happy about that. They've got to send Joe Biden out there to tell you something else, I guess, about the economy. He said it might be delayed by about a month or so, given the data we had the other day. But I don't know. This is one economist, but who knows? We're going to see what happens. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Tuesday edition is here, is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. As we rock it into hour number three, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website. If you want to send us a direct message, or if you have a question for Denise, you can also send us a direct message as well. So without further ado, good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, we were talking about what was happening on these college campuses. We'll continue with that. But there was something else, too. You had Speaker Mike Johnson come out and basically say the International Criminal Court is looking at, you know, charging Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials with genocide or these kinds of things, saying they're starving out the Palestinians. The White House has said, well, you know, we're not supporting it. But they also said something kind of funny. They have no jurisdiction to do that, they said. I was hoping for a more unequivocal, this is bad, don't do this.
Well, we are not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. And while it is a entity that does wield some power, it really doesn't do the right things with that power. They never did anything with Bashar al-Assad and what he was doing during the heat of the shank of the Syrian civil war. They've done nothing with Vladimir Putin. And what's particularly interesting is that they've got the threat of going after the top Israeli officials, including Netanyahu, but they didn't do anything about Hamas. Now, did they?
No.
They didn't do anything about the Palestinians or Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab.
Right. That's exactly right.
I will tell you this. That the consequences of doing anything with the Israeli officials, including Netanyahu, it has some very long-reaching consequences. If you can hear some chomping in the background, it's because my dog is sitting behind me and found the Nyla bone.
Oh, very cool.
anyway, what it we'll say is, and the reason we're not a part of it is because they would go after our generals and they would go after our, top soldiers and so forth, wherever they are. War is ugly and they want to prosecute any of that ugliness. So that's the reason we're not. But anyway, it would necessarily say that if that's the kind of thing that they're going to do, then no other country will come to the aid of their members under NATO Article 5. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Israel is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. But this is, they say this is under human rights violations. Shall we talk about the leaders under human rights violations? We can, not only do we necessarily start with Putin, but we go to North Korea. We can go to China and the Uyghurs. Oh, they're getting a huge pass. How about Venezuela? How about Iran? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it kind of like means nothing.
Well, but the absence of going after these other people, it just shows again that there's a focus and an agenda that goes against Israel, and in so many ways against the United States as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the narrative, and this is the narrative that's picked up by these protesters. You know,
understand too that these protesters are also protected. They're getting free legal counsel. They have there's a fund there to pay their bail money, you know, and they get really like a ticket for trespassing. But if you go after them under class action suits under violations of Title VI, that could change the equation. And should.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and as you mentioned that earlier, too, I mean, this seems like that's a very significant way, you know, of going after these people, obviously against, I guess you could go after the universities as well, if they're not taking, you know, really.
We're sitting on billions and billions of dollars, by the way.
Yeah. Well, what concerns me, too, is about some of these students that just want to graduate and live their lives peaceably. And they've got all this stuff happening right at the time when they would have had a graduation, and they probably didn't have a graduation 4 years ago because of the pandemic.
Of COVID, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's wholly unfair, but, I think a lot of people think that what these protesters are doing, a lot of that is, you know, part of their cottage industry anyway of the left. And I almost think it almost has nothing really to do with saving the Palestinians as much as it is of causing the chaos that they're doing.
Well, and that's part of the collapse of civil society. I mean, we have a full-blown collapse. You know, we had Antifa. We had the Occupy movement. We've got Black Lives Matter. Before that, we had Weather Underground. You know,
yeah.
I mean... Then we've got the illegals that are just, you know, they're colonizing big cities.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back. Much more with Denise Simon, folks. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, we've been following this morning, of course, this horrible, tragic shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina. This, according to Fox News, in the Charlotte shooting, 4 law enforcement officers were killed, 4 were injured, as U.S. Marshals Task Force served a warrant for a firearm violation by a convicted felon. But it resulted after this person evidently opened fire. They were found dead, of course, after this melee. But 4 law enforcement officers, 4 others are wounded. What a tragic turn of events. And Denise Simon's back with us again. And Denise, whenever this happens, it's heartbreaking and it is just devastating, isn't it?
It's such a gut punch. And this cat... The first shooter, by the way, because there were actually more than one.
That's right.
He, I think, also, too, had 2 outstanding warrants in 2 other counties.
That's true. And, again, you know, everything can just literally happen in a moment's time when, you know, this was, I don't want to say the word routine, but this was another day for the marshals and the officers. They need to go out and serve this warrant, and they're very, you know, exacting and careful in what they do, and everything just changed in a heartbeat. I can't imagine what these what their families and friends and their colleagues are going through.
You know, and sadly so, law enforcement is trying pretty hard. With the limitations they now have because of legislation locally, statewide, to keep some kind of law and order and, you know, to keep things from going through a full-blown collapse. And so this is what happens in places. So I think that some of these prisons need to not only be full, but they need to be, we need more of them here at this point. This isn't working. I mean, this is just not working.
No. And you know, you spoke about the idea of the full-blown collapse of society. And, you know, what's the alternative now? We're going to have a mob with a bunch of people who are covering their faces and literally sort of demonstrating the kind of authoritarian regime that would prevail if their support for Hamas was successful, basically.
Well, yeah, we've gotten to the point where civil rights are in such violation here that maybe we ought to be brought up on international criminal court things, you know? I mean, we're in a free-for-all.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. The quality of education is collapsing because of what they're being taught and not being taught. And who's sitting in these classrooms and who shouldn't be sitting in these classrooms. The entire healthcare industry is at risk. These hospitals are, you know, they're operating at such colossal losses because of the illegals that are getting free health care. Illegals are being handed voter registration documents to vote. I mean,
and to think that a lot of this is being done only to perpetuate a particular political party and their particular hold, a chokehold in so many ways, on power. And they just want to have longevity with this, and they're willing to destroy everything in order to do it. You know, I mean, do you think, Denise, that they really believe that they're gonna keep themselves separate from the constant chaos that's going on? I mean, do they really have that much protection where they can destroy it all but still live their comfortable lives and just be in charge?
The burden now, I think, is going to be on governors. And, I mean, the federal government is it's as corrupt, I would say, as any rogue nation out there. There's not much that separates our federal government from that of North Korea or Moscow when you really start thinking about it, especially when we have the protections of a constitution. So I think the burden's going to fall on these governors, and these governors are going to have to get with their legislatures and do what Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis are doing to try and maintain some kind of real law and order, and to hell with the federal government, even if it risks subsidies and free money that the feds pass out and whatnot. These states can stand on their own, and I think that's just where it's going to have to be. And you know, things like DEI and Title IX and these protests, sentencing, judges, you know, all these kind of education, health care. That's just where it's going to have to be.
Well, you mentioned something about the states doing their job in terms of law and order. And then you also mentioned about the federal government and the money and this kind of thing. It seems that a lot of this power is wielded because they can literally buy off, you know, large sections.
They do, and
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, exactly, by saying, I'm going to bring federal dollars to this thing. I'm going to put, for example, this chip plant is going to go, you know, into New York as opposed to maybe going somewhere else where it might actually be a better spot for it. But they have a way of using that federal government in Washington to simply perpetuate their power, which is detrimental at this point.
There's not a federal agency, there's not one that I can find that doesn't have a grant program, which means it's free money. If you get a grant, you don't have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point where these states rely on that money. So the question is, how much money do they get, these states get? What strings are attached? And what can they do? Can they financially sustain themselves without these monies? And I would think that the way you run your state, the answer to that could be yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, California, you've got this ridiculous rail system, this high-speed rail system that was launched, what, 10 years ago now, 15 years ago? And it was supposed to be, you know, finished in X number of years, and it was only supposed to cost whatever. And now that cost is essentially tripled. I remember when Trump was president, he cut off the money, said, forget about it. And I think this rail is going to go, what, from San Francisco to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's going to be a tenth of that, and it's still not finished?
Exactly. Well, you know,
that tells you the federal government money, I mean, it went to, what has it gone to? What did it get us? What are the receivables? What's the return on that investment? It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And here you got Biden out there saying that the federal government's going to rebuild this bridge in Baltimore. It's not our money. It's not a responsibility to rebuild that bridge.
Well, exactly right. It's not. But it sounds good on because he's campaigning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I remember
student loans.
Yeah, and I remember years ago there was in the time of the infomercial. There was this infomercial called Government Giveaways for the Entrepreneur with Matthew Lesko. He would go through and compile.
I remember well.
Oh, yeah, all the money that you could get from the federal government. I don't know if he's
still out there.
Yeah, but.
I mean, they don't do the infomercial so much, but there are all kinds of websites with that.
Yeah.
You type in federal government grants and you'd be blown away with how many websites.
Yeah, but it's all money, and it's all really kind of our money if we're paying in to that system. And you know, it's a way of simply expanding the perception as well of the federal government. Although we need a federal government, you know, we have a constitution that defines it, but it's become this ability for some to continue to hold on to power, you know, in not such a good way. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll take your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. See if I find one of those books. I don't know. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
The tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes on Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan anticipated to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. And a proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republicans sought security escorts and special screenings. John Schaefer, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Pittsburgh, because of, and I really mean it.
Well, I'm not Pittsburgh, but Joe Biden might be. Pretty sure. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition. We're going through the overnights with you, and we're glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. First-time callers, please call 949-822-7959. Or you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com is back with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone line, shall we? We've got Mary in St. Pete. She's got a question and or comment for you. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise.
Good morning. Yes, the parallel I see between what's going on in the schools and what has been, where you actually have the professors protecting the students these days, because they're all part of the same realm of so-called communism, would be the same as states' rights. You get focus on states' rights a lot. Look at California, as you just talked about. If that's states' rights, it's like it doesn't seem like that's going to work very well either. Maine has some pretty goofy stuff going on up there, Illinois. So what do you do as a person? Do you kind of checkerboard around the United States every 4 years or every 6 years according to who's in the legislature in the state that you live in? Because it's so pervasive in every state, I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're really a conservative person. What's the answer to that, Denise? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. What do you think,
it's
Denise?
Gotten to the point where states compete, and we can see, I mean, we have to support federalism. The federal government cannot cannibalize 50 states. And That's what the progressives are trying to do. So, you know, states clearly compete. I mean, look how many governors have gone to corporations in California saying, you know, if you come to Tennessee, if you come to Texas, or you come to Florida, you know, these are the things that we can do for you. Or if nothing else, you don't have to give them anything. Just say on paper, look at the advantages of getting out of the state of California. And they are. So, you know, you got the progressives, some of these progressive governors, like you have in New Mexico or, sadly now in Arizona and California, Illinois and whatnot, they're not smart enough to look on paper to see what the advantages are and what the benefits are and the successes are of these Republican governed states or governed states. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, let's talk about Illinois here for a second, because there is a huge movement started by blacks, I would suggest. One particular girl, her last name is Easley, and she's on a campaign called Chicago Red, to turn Chicago red. We just saw where Trump was in New York before he went into court. What did he do? He stopped by and talked to the steam fitters, steam workers union.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there is a movement, and it took us a long time to get where we are, and it's going to take a long time to get out of it.
Yeah.
Unless you've got some aggressive governors. And, you know, you had DeSantis that debated Governor Newsom. And the truth of the matter is that there really was no way that Newsom could ever have won that debate. Every answer that he had was a manufactured false answer and didn't really qualify as an answer.
Yeah, anyway. It's the same thing of Karine Jean-Pierre. There's this prefab stuff that they have to say, you know, or that they've worked out that sounds like talking and sounds like an answer, but it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's clearly not.
Yeah.
And they automatically turn to Trump.
Right. That's right. But Trump. We've got another caller hanging on, but just right before we get to the caller, just briefly, what do you think is going to happen with the Supreme Court on presidential immunity? Do you think they're going to send this back to the lower court?
Yes.
That's kind of my take on it as well. I'm pretty sure that they're going to do that, because otherwise they're not going to clearly define it at this point. I think they want to have the specifics. What do you, in this act, is that covered? In this act, is that covered? And it's going
to
draw out.
It's going to come down to a situation where this case is really before the Supreme Court. It's not really about Trump. It's really about what every subsequent president can and can't do.
Right. Exactly. Very far reaching, beyond the politics of the day.
And Justice Alito was the one that really kind of brought that one out. So,
mm-hmm.
Is Obama subject to all of this when he assassinated a U.S. citizen?
That's right. These are very, very good questions. Well, I'll tell you what, I know somebody's probably got very, very good questions. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, calling us this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I need to call in earlier. Maybe I can get some more time. There's so much to talk about, but it just, you know, grabbed my attention about the Supreme Court and immunity. Little I know, I think it's very simple. I think it's just going to be boiled down to just, it's a simple equation, all right? The president, whoever he is, if he goes out on the streets of New York and shoots somebody, all right, he is prosecuted by NYPD. He's charged and prosecuted by NYPD and the local prosecutor, the local DA. It's a local crime, all right? It's a personal act. I don't think it has anything to do with his actions as a president of the United States. Furthermore, I'm thinking this through a little bit. Hypothetically, if he is convicted, charged and convicted of shooting somebody on the streets of New York, he doesn't go to jail until he finishes his term as president. Hypothetical, I'm not a constitutional scholar. I think that's the way it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a quick comment about the student protests. All right, I think Texas is doing the right thing. They're making administrative arrests for trespassing. And I think that's the way to handle this administratively. You may need the assistance of the National Guard to maintain security and prevent things from escalating out of control. But, okay, you can go out and scream, "I hate vegetarians," you know? That can't be considered illegal. If you want to, you know, express this hatred for Israel, okay, as soon as you cross that line, you know, what's the slogan? The river to the sea? You know, that becomes, you're on some thin ice there. You know, and as soon as you start to attack people, that's criminal. That's my comment.
Very cool.
You know, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Hey, thanks, Neil. We appreciate the call very, very much. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. What do you think? What do you think, Denise?
What do they say? Give you the man and they'll find a crime to charge him with?
Yeah, back in the Soviet Union days.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's gotten to the point where they're stretching the law so much, and in fact, they're rewording it. But I will tell you, Neil, there's some interesting things that are happening in the Mar-a-Lago case, and I think that one's going to collapse too. So. Neil, the Bragg case, I think, is going to collapse. Letitia James, you know, she's working real hard to stop all things Trump, too, still, even after he posted the bond. But just hold on. there's some interesting things that I think are going to come around on this one.
In other words, stay tuned, but... Folks, yeah, we're going to have more with Denise tomorrow morning on the program. Denise, have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. The Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with Chris Markowski. So stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the Tuesday edition of the program. We've got Chris Markowski with us this morning. Of course, he is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. If you want to go over there, check out everything about Chris's radio show, his podcasts, and much more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And we've got Chris Markowski right here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, there is a lot to talk about, as always. But I did see this one thing. You mentioned something on the program yesterday about, having to do with, how these federal monies get spent and directed and so forth. And you talked about the chip plants. Well, it seems like Chuck Schumer has scored quite a victory here, getting a $6 billion New York chip plant in his area, but basically in New York State, when a lot of people are saying, this probably could go somewhere else and actually be much better. But it's a great example of the power in Washington and that government spending that we talk about a lot.
Yeah, again, next time you're at a ball game, I was at my son's game yesterday, and they're playing the national anthem, and nice words and everything, I guess. But if you think that you're living in some sort of free country, capitalist country, you're out of your mind. And it's just the only reason why that Micron plant is going up in upstate New York outside of Syracuse is because of Chuck Schumer's power. If you actually take a look, I mean, it's been, supposed to be working on it over the past couple of years. Basically, nothing has been done. They have to spend an ungodly sum of money to bring a pipe all the way from the Great Lakes down because you need all of that water for cooling and other things that are involved. Not to mention you don't have the workers there that are able to do all of this. It is, when all said and done, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't even get completed, quite frankly, but the money will go in that direction. No major manufacturing plant is going to set up a shop in a state like New York with the type of taxes that it has here, unless they're getting some sort of special tax deal or they're getting money to do so. And that's what, you know, Chuck Schumer needs to do, which, again, doesn't, you know, makes us unequal under the law, of course, because, you know, the mom and pop shops that have been in upstate New York outside of Syracuse, they're not getting that tax deal. It's ridiculous, quite frankly, the entire thing. If it was really worth building there, the company would have done it on its own. And that's the way that the world is supposed to work. You don't need government subsidies. You shouldn't be able to take government subsidies to build these things out. And you could say Chuck Schumer, but everyone kind of knew because of Chuck Schumer's power that this would happen. Republicans voted for this.
Mm.
Okay? Republicans voted for this CHIPS Act, too. So the next time you're in a voting booth out there and you think that you're I'm voting for Republicans, you're voting for the uniparty no matter what. Okay? Their difference is subtle. It's like my wife, you know, explaining to me the difference between, you know, eggshell white and another type of white at Home Depot. Okay? There's not that much difference between the two. Get it through your head.
Well, I'm telling you, Chris, I mean, yeah, you know, we've seen these kinds of things, and a lot of times this is why people get a real apathy about politics in general, but especially at a time like now, and we do seem to have a lot of dire consequences or a lot of dire issues happening, you know, that's not a good thing at all to feel like, well, doesn't matter what I do.
I learned this a while ago. Their famous senator from the state of New York for a period of time, Senator Alphonse D'Amato. And I had somebody I knew, this is, you know, going back in the 1990s, whose wife, these were Republicans, whose wife wanted to run for office and was actually advised by D'Amato to run as a Democrat because she had a better chance of winning in that area. It was actually on Long Island, as a matter of fact, in her race. Actually, Andy Kessler did a piece on this yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. He was calling it Marxism. And the Groucho Marxism, basically the fact that, you know, Groucho Marx had that line about, you know, I've got lots of opinions and I can change them very quickly. You know, that's how these people operate, quite frankly. And you know, it was kind of a brilliant piece because that's the kind of Marxism we have today.
Wow. No, that is very funny indeed. Well, you know, Chris, I saw too that Fisker is having some pretty big issues. And in fact, they could start laying off a lot of their staff and it could be closed before we know it, if they're not able to make some deal, perhaps to sell it.
This is the second time around. First time around was with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act under Barack Obama, who gave Fisker a ton of money back then. I mean, Fisker is the guy. I forget the guy's first name. He was originally from BMW. He was a designer of BMW. And then he decided to start this company. And, probably one of the greatest investments you could have made during the whole Great Recession was to give money to Barack Obama. If you gave money to Barack Obama and got him to win, you started a company that had some sort of green thing attached to it, you would have gotten a ton of money from the government. And, you know, Fisker was one of those companies. And it failed. And then, you know, here comes Biden. He comes roaring in. Oh, here we go. We're going to do the same thing again. You know, same results. Again, making we the people morons, because we do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Mm-hmm. You know, the brilliance of the American people. No, we're dumb. Okay? We continue to do the same dumb crap.
Well, you know, speaking of that, it looks like we're going to get a lot more of the same, at least as far as economist David Doyle is concerned. He's with Macquarie, and he's basically saying, well, don't count on any kind of rate cut until 2025 because of the way that these numbers have been going for inflation.
Well, again, don't count on. Does he say definitely? No, he's doing his job to put out some opinion, that is going to get his picture. They don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. You've got to go through it with the attitude that who is this guy and why do I care? Because I don't. It's not changing the way I'm doing anything. It's part of that grand conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. Listening to economists and money managers out there that just like to opine on stuff they really don't understand, nor can they predict.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And tomorrow we might hear something entirely different. Well, inflation's really going to start coming down, and we'll have a rate cut in 2 months from now or next week. Exactly. Exactly. And it does.
Well, you got to fill space. There's no need for these 24-hour business networks. And quite frankly, there's no need for 24-hour news networks. It was under the old CNN model. It was like a half an hour, and then they would move on and do the same thing again and again and again. Now what we got is nonsense, and they need to fill time and create stories. And the same thing holds true with business news.
I remember when headline news was brand new. Exactly. And that was kind of a cool thing because the nation, you know, would sit down and watch the evening news on the three big networks, but here came Ted Turner and CNN, and that was really revolutionary at that time. This is way before all of the politics of the whole thing.
Well, yeah, and again, yeah, like I said, I remember living in Europe back in those days, and it was something you could tune into to, you know, kind of, you know, no internet, you could figure out what was happening around, you know, the globe on a regular basis, and there wasn't any politics that was involved, and it, you know, slowly got worse instead of better. And then, you know, the idea that you've got they have to fill time, and you've got to fill time. You got to fill time with something, and you know they got to come up with nonsense. And the same way that MTV used to be music videos, and now they have to fill all their time with nonsense.
Well, no, I appreciate you mentioning that too. I remember when MTV was actually, you know, pretty cool. And then they started coming up with all these different shows that, you know, that weren't about playing the music or playing the videos and talking to the artists and things like that. It became like this little industry, and I thought it was detrimental to their mission.
Yeah. Well, listen, when it comes to cable news, and everybody's got to understand this because I've, you know, been on this stuff for a while. A lot of it's professional wrestling. You understand that a lot of these people are paid contributors. You see the same faces all the time. They are paid to go on and give a certain opinion in a certain way, no matter what. I've seen it happen, you know, in real time. Sitting in a green room in Fox News, this was probably about 12, 13 years ago, watching people work out their argument before they were about ready to go on Megyn Kelly's plan, it was like professional wrestling. It was like basically they're working out what they were going to talk about ahead of time. It was funny.
Well, hopefully somewhere in there, you know, we're going to hopefully figure it out. But I know, Chris, I know a lot of people appreciate you out there, and I do, and I'm really glad to talk with you this morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You've got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street is the website. And we're going to come up to the top of the hour. When we come back, I got a lot of stuff to tell you. We're going to take another look at what's happening on these campuses. Got some great audio quotes. We're going to continue to keep the fun going. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.